Azinu Shah Beshuva, and basically the theme is tshuva, right? And we'll do a little bit of tshuva, and then we'll go try to say a little bit of Azinu also. First, there's an interesting midrash which is brought down by everybody, by the Chassam Sofer is brought down, by the Koskareb is brought down, by all the Rabbonim bring down, that the midrash is actually by Reuven. Says Reuven came back to the pit, so Rashi brings down, where was he? He was busy besakoy uvetanisoy. He was busy doing tshuva, because he was busy doing tshuva. So the Medrash brings down there, the language is mo'olam lechato adam lefonai. Never did a person sin in front of me. The also tshuva did tshuva. The aton, you Reuven, posachta b'tshuva, tchila, you started, says the language is posachta, you started b'tshuva tchila, first with tshuva, that's how you translate, but it's like a kind of redundant, because it's posachta, you started, automatically it means you first. But so he says, chayecho, I swear, sheben vincho, oimed, that your grandchild is going to stand, u'poisech b'tshuva tchila, is going to say tshuva first. And who is that? That's Hosea, which is the six of Torah, which says, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem v'kecho, that it says, Shuva Yisrael, go back to Hashem. So it's a very interesting Medrash, because the Medrash itself brings two other places that two other people did Shuva. One place brings down Adam Rishon did Shuva, and Adam Rishon did Shuva only for the same day that he sinned. It's written that he brought did Shuva, because it says, when Hashem kicked him out from Gan Eden, there it says, and now he'll be like us, a person that doesn't know, so therefore Hashem kicked him out. So every time it says the word V'ato, means that he did tshuva. The word brings down that V'ato, and now, every time it says the word V'now, means a person does tshuva. Because always a person thinks the idea of now being tshuva, explained, is a person always thinks that he's going to do tshuva tomorrow. Uh-huh. You have time tomorrow. Now, tomorrow, what the Yetzirah does tells you, do something today, tomorrow you'll be able to do it. But here it says, V'ato pein shlach yodoi, and now maybe he'll take his hand and eat from the other fruit. So the Medrash Rabbah brings down on the place that from here Hashem told them to do tshuva. So that's one Medrash. But another time, so we know clearly that Adam Rishon did tshuva for what he did. And then there's another Medrash, which Medrash says that after Cain came out and found that he got away with it, that Hashem says that it's going to delay his punishment. So he met Adam Rishon, he says, Adam Rishon asked, what happened to your trial? So he says, "Oh, sisi tshuva, I did tshuva, and it's pasharti, and I became Hashem released me." So he answers, he got up and answers, "Oh, kach koicho shel tshuva." No, yeah, the Mishnah says, "Kach koicho shel tshuva." But I didn't know that. Such a big thing, tshuva, and I didn't know. So he got up and says, "Mizmer shilei yom haShabbos." Right? So what's going on? So we know two other people did tshuva. So why is Reuven so special about his tshuva? So there are a couple different interpretations. One interpretation is from Kotzker Rebbe, and one is actually from the Vilna Rav. This is the Vilna Rav Sefer. Actually from the Vilna Rav. And the Kotzker Rebbe says simply that since we know that Reuven, when he went and moved the bed of his mother, he had intention L'shem Shomayim. In other words, he wanted to give the honor for his mother. And he still decides to do tshuva. So he says that since he, when he did tshuva, he actually...
Now we're talking about
Reuven. Reuven did tshuva. He actually was L'shem Shomayim.
Yeah.
He thought that his idea was, since Rachel, which was the rival of my mother, died. So now he decided to take the bed that was by Bila and put it by Leah. He says that the maid of my mother is going to become the rival of my mother. The maid of my Rachel is going to become the rival. So the Kotzkarev explains that even though he thought he did Lashem Shamayim, he still did tshuva. So that's the hardest tshuva, because normally when a person knows he did something wrong, then it's very easy to do tshuva. But a person thinks he did something Lashem Shamayim, so the Yetzer Hara himself doesn't allow him to do tshuva, because that is the idea. So therefore he says, oh, kachi korechos at tshuva. So in other words, that's what Hashem says, you are the first one that keposachto, ato posachto b'tshuva t'chila. That you had to open up with tshuva. In other words, it wasn't like you had a guilt feeling, you had something bad that you had. You actually thought you did Shem Shomayim. You still did tshuva, so I'll make sure that he gives tshuva. That's from the Kotzker Rebbe. The Vinerov actually says a little bit the same strain. He says that normally there's two kinds of tshuva, and depending on the tshuva, the reward. Adam HaRishon did tshuva, were granted, but he did the tshuva only after Hashem admonished him. Hashem gave him a chance. Ayeko, where are you? What level you are? Cain also did tshuva, says, where is your brother? So Hashem actually gave him a chance. Hashem is the one, they call the Hashem is the awakened on top, and that awakening gave you to the tshuva. So that the tshuva, when something like that happens, the tshuva is not complete. Because Hashem is the one that does it, and the tshuva is actually, according to that interpretation, the tshuva is actually not called in your name, because Hashem does the same thing to you. That explains, even though Moshe Rabbeinu himself says, last week's parsha says, you should v'shavta l'Hashem, all these bad things are going to happen, v'shavta l'Hashem, you'll come back to Hashem. So we see there's tshuva written there. So why you say, yeah, I'll make sure that Hosea is going to start with tshuva? It's not true. You see that it's written, Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu says, but that's right after the Toichacha. So if Hashem is going to punish you, and you're going to get all the tzuras, all the patch, all the slaps, then you're going to do tshuva. So then it's not that really, you're not doing truly tshuva. You're doing tshuva because you're forced. Hosea is the one that asked Hashem, who asked the Jewish people to do tshuva, even before they got punished. And the same thing happened with Reuben. Reuben did tshuva even without being punished. He wasn't punished. Nobody told him he was a bad boy. Not only that, says that Yaakov Avinu accepted them at that time. It says right afterwards, "Va'ibne Yaakov shnei maser," that Bnei Yisrael, Yaakov's children, were 12. So we see Yaakov Avinu already accepted the idea of tshuva.
So why did he feel like he needed to do tshuva?
Because he realized he did something wrong. It was a high madrega for him to realize, even though he was going to the levels that he did, okay, he realized he did wrong. In other words,
on his own.
Okay. Some say that Gemara brings down that to confess, that Reuben to confess was by Yehuda. Mi goram, who confessed, who caused Reuben to confess what he did? Yes. Yehuda, because it says that Sot from Imeni, so that's a different story. That Yehuda was going and they should confess. Sure. Another interpretation I saw from the Sefer, also from Vinerov, explains that let's make believe a person steals something from. A person gives a gift to somebody else, and then when the other person gives back the gift, then technically you think you're even. Uh-huh. But you're not exactly even. Even though you give somebody something to somebody and he gives you a gift, when he returns the gift when his turn comes, you're not even, because he started doing it first. You're missing a little bit extra, you have to do a little bit extra, because he gave you gave him back. But he's the idea that came to him. So he explains that Adam HaRishon and Cain, they just did tshuva. In other words, they were able to redo the wrong. But Reuben did something else. Reuben says that when he was doing tshuva, and after doing tshuva, he was going there to save Yosef from the boy. In other words, he was doing tshuva, And then he came to save Yosef from the pit. So he was going to do a masim tovim too, also. In other words, he was doing not only tshuva. Tshuva is good. Mm-hmm. But tshuva alone only rectifies what you did wrong. But you still have to do a little bit extra. So that's what the Mishnah Novus brings down. Mishnah Novus, the Perek Daot Mishnah Yudalev brings down. That tshuva, masim tovim, is katris, like a shield for punishment. So tshuva alone is our shield. I know it's that you have to protect, you have to regret, but you owe something because God gave you a gift of the tshuva. God gave you, giving him back. So therefore you gotta give him back a little bit something. So therefore Reuben was the first one that did it. Rashi said that where was he? He went to his father. He was turning to visit his father. Rashi gives two answers. Either he came to save Joseph from the bar, Yosef from the pit. Or he was serving his father. So he was doing tshuva and masim tovim. So that's what I mean to say. Ata posachto b'tshuva tchila, that you did tshuva for the tchila, for the first thing, for the initiation, for starting something. By you doing tshuva and masim tovim. So therefore, that's what it means to say that by Oishaya says shivis hashkecho says kachem machen dvorim in vasim. The pasuk brings down that chui machem dvarim v'shut bekach toy, that not only the guy you should do tshuva, but you still got afterwards you got to complete the process of tshuva, you got to do kach toy, and could be that's why nowadays between aseres mei tshuva, where we say that the machloek is actually how if it works masim toivim or do not work, the machloek is really masim toivim work during the aseres mei tshuva, or only tshuva works for masim mei tshuva. Because technically the bank account is closed Rosh Hashanah. So what good does it do? You do Masim Tovim after Rosh Hashanah. Right. So therefore they say that only tshuva works, but only tshuva removes the bad things from the bad. Only tshuva, only repentance would work for removing the bad deeds from last year. Because you're working on last year. Anything you do after Rosh Hashanah goes for the next year. So according to this, that you have to supposed to do two things. You're supposed to do tshuva and masim tovim, then masim tovim proves that is additional to the tshuva. That's why you are required to do it. Otherwise, the tshuva is not complete unless you do masim tovim. So that will work also for last year. Another interpretation on this medrash, and actually says that I ate. The Gemara says that he says I ate from the v'oichal. She gave me from the tree v'oichal and I ate. Yeah, by other Morishim. Morishim says. Orishwa, the woman that you gave me from the tree, vo oichal. Doesn't say vo chalti, says vo oichal. Right? Says I ate vo oichal and I will eat. So the Gemara with the Medrash brings down that the Mishnah says I ate and I will eat. So there's different interpretations. What does it mean I ate and I'll eat? So there's two trees actually Hashem says that we should need. He says we should need from Eitz Hadaas, Tov V'Ra, and then the tree of life. So Adam Harishon thought that he's going to eat from the, he thought that Hashem told him not to eat like a doctor tells you not to do something. That if you're going to eat, you're going to come sick. So therefore when she told him that I should eat from the Eitz Hadaas, he thought Eitz Hadaas is going to make him a little sick, he's going to make a sum for him. And then he'll come to right away eat from the Eitz HaChaim. So he says, the woman gave to me from the Eitz HaDaas, now I'm going to go eat. I'm ready to go eat Eitz HaChaim. What's wrong? I didn't do anything wrong. Right? So Hashem says he did wrong. Hashem gives a punishment. So therefore he does tshuva, but he really doesn't understand what he did wrong. And therefore Hashem also tells that because of the ato, because he's doing tshuva, therefore I'm putting guards he shouldn't eat from the tree. Because the Gemara writes down that the Yetzer Hara is strong, and if how to conquer Yetzer Hara, get Torah. If not, you should remember the Yom HaMisa. You say your Krishna. If you don't, you remember Yom HaMisa. But if you eat from Yetzer Hara, you live forever. You can't stand up against Yetzer Hara because you're living forever. So therefore, the only thing to do is to make sure that it doesn't get. In order for him to be able to make tshuva, you gotta make sure he doesn't eat from the Eitz HaChaim. So therefore, because the Ato, now, because he's doing tshuva, maybe he's going to put his hand and he's going to You got to stop. So he didn't know that you could do tshuva for such a thing. He thought that you can't do tshuva because once you did something wrong, it's never going to happen again. It doesn't have the chance to happen again. Through tshuva, you don't have the chance. So he thought it's not going to be able to work. So after it says Cain. And Cain did murder. And afterwards it says that Cain did... So he thought that he could never achieve the true level of tshuva, because the Rambam says that has to be the same situation come up again and you'll be able to achieve it. So he thought he can do tshuva. All of a sudden it says Cain goes to court for murder. And murder is the same thing. It cannot happen again. He cannot find the same chance again to do tshuva. So therefore, after he says murder, he says that Mizmer Shil Yom HaShabbos. So he said that Yakain, by murder, Hashem forgave him. So kach koicha shel tshuva, that even though you're not able to confront the same thing again, mm-hmm. Hashem still accepts your tshuva. Mm-hmm. So then he says, Mizmer Shil Yom HaShabbos. And there you see, from there you see also that Shabbos is a very important thing, that Shabbos is the catalyst, that Shabbos is the is above. Because after he realizes that it's tshuva, then he says, "Mizmer Shil Yom HaShabbos," even though it means Shabbos, the future Shabbos, the Yom Shekulo Shabbos, Olam Haba. So that's why Shabbos is made Olam Haba. So it's a good thing to do tshuva on Shabbos.
That's why Shabbos tshuva.
That was called Shabbos tshuva. It's a good thing because it says, "Mizmer Shil Yom HaShabbos," it was Shabbos tshuva, and that Shabbos it could be masakan all Shabboses. And it's mentioned that if the Jews would have. If the Jews keep one Shabbos, they are Negalim. And the same thing, if Adam Rishon kept one Shabbos, he messed up on Friday already. But if he kept all Shabbos, he would have been in a better shape. So therefore you say that this Shabbos specifically you should try to do better and try to maintain as much as possible. This week's Parsha, so that's about the tshuva. Another question they ask is, how come Adam HaRishon didn't know from tshuva? It says the tshuva, Hashem taught Adam HaRishon all, says that the Zohar brings down, that Hashem put Badagan, La'avdo, to work, which is to work in it, L'shomer, to protect it. So the Zohar brings down that Hashem taught them all Taryag mitzvahs. Love, that means mitzvah saseh, which you have to do. Mm-hmm. And leshama, to protect, is mitzvah lo saseh. So the question is, how come Adam HaRishon didn't know from tshuva, if it's already Hashem taught him all the mitzvahs, and one of the tariyag mitzvahs is to do tshuva. But there's a machloik, because one of the tariyag mitzvahs is to do tshuva, the Ramban learns that it's not to do tshuva, that can't be a mitzvah to do tshuva, because inherent in the mitzvah to do tshuva requires that you sin. So it cannot have a means, you cannot have a mitzvah to sin. So therefore it cannot be one of the mitzvahs of the tshuva, but the Rambam, most of the other people pass them, that one of last week's parshas says the Shaftel Hashem, that if they say that's one of the tariyak mitzvahs to do tshuva. So if this is one of the tariyak mitzvahs, how come Adam HaRishon did not know of such a thing that he has to do tshuva? So they bring down that...
Well, he wasn't going to sin.
He wasn't going to sin, but he says that he didn't know the tshuva until he met Cain, right? Clearly, he says that until he met Cain, uh-huh. Says kach koicha shel tshuva. So Luke seems like he didn't know there's such a thing as tshuva. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But when Hashem taught him the mitzvahs.
Yeah. Or it could be that's the reason he sinned, uh-huh. Because he found out that it's tshuva.
Okay.
I mean, could be, or maybe he realized that Mokam Shabbat Tshuva Imdim, Sadiqin Gamir and Yachor Lamed, so therefore he wanted to become a Baal Tshuva. And it explained Baal Tshuva means that a person actually, only if a person starts doing Tshuva himself, then he becomes a Baal Tshuva. If somebody else has to give him a patch to Tshuva, then he doesn't do, if somebody else has to slap him, or has to do something for him to do Tshuva to repentance, then it's not repentance. So they explain that the machloek is between Betishrei Nivra Olam, if God created the world on Tishrei, or God created the world on Nisan. Right? And we paskin B'Nisan Nivra Olam. That's Allah we paskin. And the Shlach brings down, and even though we say by the davening that Zeh Yom Tchaz Masecha, that this is your first creation. So the Shlach brings down that the machloek is actually, everybody agrees that physically, B'Poyal, petition Ivre Oilam. Mm-hmm. Everybody agrees. Mm-hmm. The question is, we know, and everybody agrees, is the koach that the machshava Hashem had machshava to do it was Benisan. So the basically there's no machloek, because one is counting the actuality, mm-hmm. and one is counting the which is called the koach, which is Hashem's machshava. That but Ivre Oilam. So Adam Rishon thought again that certain things you can't do tshuva on, because how is it possible to do tshuva? Somebody murdered somebody, or somebody ate from the fruit, or somebody ate machalas asuras. If somebody stole something, that's very easy to tshuva. You give back the money, mm-hmm. then you didn't do anything wrong. The guy got his back his money or some certain things. Shiluch hakan, you send it out later. You could do tshuva. But certain things you can do tshuva. He figured that eating from the fruit, you can't do tshuva. And the same thing he thought, murder, you can't do tshuva. So Hashem told him, no, that the tshuva was one of the things that was created before the Torah was given. So it goes up beyond the Torah. I taught you the Torah, but tshuva is one of the seven things that was before the Torah. The Gemara brings down that seven things were before the Torah, and one of them is tshuva. The Torah also was given before the Torah was given, before the world was created. Yeah? But tshuva was before the world was created. So therefore, it was, like they mentioned, the Torah is din, and tshuva is actually, it's like nisan, which is rachmim. So rachmim came first. So since rachmim came first, so he didn't know they could do tshuva. So after he talked to Cain, Cain told him that I murdered somebody in Hashem allowed me to tshuva. So he says, kachi koicha shal tshuva. Tshuva is so great that it is even koicha. In other words, come from the machshava, comes first. The tshuva came first, so therefore he was happy. And he says, mizu meshilei mashavas. We say, hazin ha-shamayim v'adabeiro. This week's parsha is hazin ha-shamayim. Listen, heaven, v'adabeiro, which hazin comes from the word ozen, right? The Sishma Ores Imrefi, let the earth listen to the words of a mouth. So, the question the Gemara brings down of the Zohar is, that in the future Hashem says that let the Jews that kept the Torah come and get the Schar. And the Goyim will say, and the Goyim, you didn't keep Torah, sorry, tough luck. So the Goyim is going to say, who gives witnesses that the Jews kept the Torah? So the Gemara brings down, Hashem is going to say, Shomayim v'aretz, that I will accord heaven and earth to do witnesses. So the Goyim is going to say, wait a minute, heaven, the Bnei Shalom, Shomayim v'aretz, Nogim Beit Dosam, they are we're going to call it, they are biased on the testimony. Why? Because the pasuk brings down in Yirmiyahu, "Lo bris yomam v'layla." If not for my bris yomam v'layla, chukas shomayim lo something. In other words, not for my covenant. That my covenant. So that we will see this couple different interpretations. What covenant that is? But covenant that is translating v'ein bris as interpreting the story. This is the Torah. The covenant is the Torah. So if not for that, they wouldn't have. Yoimam v'layla is something I wouldn't have. Shomayim v'aretz was something I wouldn't put heaven and earth. If not for the Torah, there wouldn't be. And that's what the Gemara brings down. Vayyad v'vaki yom ha'shishi. The Hashem made condition in creation that for shishi v'sivon, in other words, for shavuos, yom ha'shishi. That's what we say. The six days that it's conditioned. Hashem made a condition that if the Jews accept the Torah, fine. If not, the world's going to be destroyed. So the question is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu pick two witnesses that are biased? By the way, they win the argument. And Gemara says that Hashem says, let your people testify. Let Nimrod testify that Avram kept the mitzvahs, let Lavan testify that Yaakov kept the mitzvahs, let Nebuchadnezzar say, Mishor Yechonai Vazari kept the mitzvahs. So basically, the arguments are good arguments. So the question is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu pick this as testify? Hashem says, I'll let you testify heaven and earth. So this is what the Tosfos brings here an answer also Toys has a question. We're not talking about testimony. Toys has a question. We're talking about proof. Forget testimony. Proof. If there is, since there was already testimony, since there was a testimony in heaven and earth, so you could actually see if there is a heaven and earth, obviously the Jews kept the Torah. Because if there wouldn't be heaven and earth, we're not, it's two different things if I could testify. They don't have to testify. The fact that they exist is the biggest proof that they kept the Torah. Mm-hmm. So first of all, we could say that that's the reason, that's exactly the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu picked Shammai Vaaretz. Because he wanted to favor the Jews. Mm-hmm. In other words, a person could pick his own witnesses. Mm-hmm. If I say that I want my brother to be my witness, mm-hmm. I mean, I accept my brother for my witness, then it's fine. Mm-hmm. It's accepted. And the goyim don't have to accept it. But Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be biased, so he decided that heaven and earth should be our witness. He was out of kindness. Mm-hmm. But Tosfos actually says that when he says Vayer Bevayker Yom HaShishi, means that until the Jews got the Torah, it was conditioned if it's gonna survive. Mm-hmm. Once the Jews got the Torah, now automatically the heaven and earth will mm-hmm. survive, even though the Jews don't keep the Torah now. That's what Tosfos tries to say, the second answer. Tosfos brings two answers. That's what Tosfos brings down, the second answer, that Shem Kayomi Mashe Kiblo. In other words, the Jews kept the Torah, now they're staying. So that's, they don't have proof anymore. But they can't come testify because they are biased. That's why they can't testify. In other words, the fact that they're staying, that's once they accept the Torah, they stay. But the other reason is they're biased. There's interesting Medrash Rabbah brought down here by the Chassam Sofer brings it down. And he says, the Gemara brings, the Medrash says, Halacha, Azino Shomayim, he brings down Halacha, Adam Yisrael, Shechoshesh Boreznoi, a person that has pain in the ear, Mar Sheimitel Lefroshim Shabbos, can you heal him on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Kach Shonu Chachomim, brings down Koshesh Sofik Nefoshes, Dorchesh Shabbos. Anything Sofik Nefoshes, is the Shabbos doesn't bring proof. So the question is, why does he bring clearly Bazina Shomayim Vadabero? Why does he bring on this pasuk? What's the connection? Yeah. I know it's written air, but what's the connection? What's the connection between air and stuff?
Between hearing.
Hearing, right. Hearing air, we can understand the connection, but what's the connection between Pikuach Nefesh and Lecha Shabbos? So he says that...
if you've got an earache, it doesn't...
Sophic Pikuach Nefesh. Certain infections, old time, certain infections could be Sophic Pikuach Nefesh. I mean, we nowadays have antibiotic, for us it's not Pikuach Nefesh. But in old times, maybe earache was considered Pikuach Nefesh. So basically, he's saying that it brings down that Moshe Rabbeinu, he's giving, admonishing the Jewish people. Right? He's giving, Azina Shomayim is telling you, you're going to mess up. Oh, he's giving a Musa, a big Musa. And they explain this next portion of the Pasuk is down. Yarov Kamot Alik, he tizal katal emrosi. He says, a certain people, he brings down, Motor is Masachem, Tarchachem, Berifchem. How am I going to take your burdens, your, how does it translate? How does the Avayasko translate? Let's see. So it translates Masachem means your troubles or your problems. How am I going to be able to take that? How it tells your contentiousness, your burdens, and your quarrels. And so that's what it says. Motor means. But when you're giving a speech in public, you could go into details and you could give big admonitions. When you give you give somebody privately an admonition, you have to do it katal, like tal, which brings down tal, is tov lakol. You have to tell everybody, no, quietly, you got to tell nicely, tal, it goes benachas. The Gemara says that tal is good anytime, motor is only certain times. Motor is rain. He falls, it's beneficial certain times, but do, tal is do is always beneficial. And matar, the word in Hebrew is again, it says, masachem torchachem verivchem. other words, it switches around the order of the pasuk, which means your contentiousness, burdens, and quarrels. And tal again, du means tov lakol. So he says that a person maybe you're not allowed to give a speech on Shabbos again, giving an admonition, because maybe a person is going to feel bad, and Shabbos is not to have agmas nefesh. So maybe the rabbi Shabbos Shuva is not allowed to go, get up, and give a speech and tell people what. Actually, some people say that he was 13 years old, and his bar mitzvah, that's what came up to him. He says that the Gemara writes down, how do I know? Literally, the Gemara says, how do I know Pikuach Nefesh is Doiche Shabbos? The Gemara makes a Kal v'chomer from Bris Mila. Bris Mila is one of the limbs of a person. And he's Doiche Shabbos, and he pushes away Shabbos. So for sure, if a person is completely sick, for sure that pushes away Shabbos. In other words, if Bris Mila, which is one limb, Hashem says that you could do that on Shabbos, pushes away Shabbos because of you have to do the mitzvah of the one limb. So if a person is going to die, he's going to lose his whole life, for sure it should be Doiche Shabbos. So the question is that if in this pasuk that brings down that in Loi Brisi Yoimam, Chukas, Shamayim, if not for my covenant, then Shamayim Vaoretz, if not for my covenant of heaven and earth, if not for my covenant, I wouldn't put heaven and earth. So they bring down that this covenant, Brisi, means actually circumcision. So comes out the circumcision is, according to this, circumcision is above, it's before creation. The whole creation is because of circumcision. So the question is, if that's true, then how do I know that it's doing that Mila pushes away Shabbos? Could be that since Bris Mila is such a important mitzvah, not because it's a limb, true it's in one limb, but could be that the only Bris Mila, because circumcision is such an important mitzvah, that the whole world was only created for it. So then we don't have a proof that if a person pikuach nefesh pushes away Shabbos. But comes now, since we see, but if I would say that Brisi, that like we said before, Brisi means the covenant of the Torah, then we would have a good kal v'chomer, because then circumcision is just a regular mitzvah, and still it's doiche Shabbos. So for sure, pikuach nefesh, for you to do all the mitzvahs, is doiche Shabbos. In other words, nothing special about Brisi. But here, all of a sudden, Moshe Rabbeinu is calling heaven and earth to become witnesses. So I could learn the Gemara two ways. I could learn the Gemara. First, I could learn the Gemara there. The Gemara says that Bloy Brisi from this pasuk, that we learn that Brisi there, it translates the pasuk Bloy Brisi, Shomayim Vaoretz or something. I could translate either means the Torah, like the Gemara does in Avodah Zarah. Or Brisi means actually the circumcision, Brisi, which actually means Brit Milah, the covenant of circumcision. The question is what covenant there is. If it's the covenant of the Torah, and if that's true, if we won't accept the covenant of the Torah, God would have destroyed the world. Or means if we accept the covenant of circumcision, if not for the covenant of circumcision, God would have destroyed the world. And if I say that is the covenant of circumcision, then I cannot bring proof that pikuach nefesh pushes away Shabbos, because I could say that since circumcision is such an important mitzvah that whole world, the heaven and earth depends on it, that will push the Shabbos. But it could be that pikuach nefesh, that a person's body, a person's life, does not push away Shabbos. So here, all of a sudden, we see the Moshe Rabbeinu calls heaven and earth to become witnesses. So how can Moshe Rabbeinu call heaven and earth to become witnesses? Must be that that they are not biased. That has got nothing to do. The pasuk that says that in Loi Brisi Yoimam, if not for my covenant, Shomayim Vaoretz, something that I wouldn't put heaven and earth. So must be that this is not talking about Torah, because otherwise Moshe Rabbeinu would have not called somebody who is biased to become witnesses on the Jew. So must be it's talking about Bris Milah. So now if it's like a Bris Milah, we lost our proof to say that the Koach Nefesh Dochel Shabbos. So therefore now that says Azina Shomayim, now Azina Shomayim, hear earth, and it's with your hear earth, but Abayim and I'll speak. The Sishma Oretz, let the earth hear heaven and I'll speak. The Sishma Oretz, let the earth hear in my feet the words of my mouth. So now that we see that Moshe Rabbeinu called them as witnesses, and they are not biased, so must be because in them it's not dependent creation. So therefore, it must be the Torah is not dependent creation. So then it must be that Brisi means Bris Milah. So now if I know Brisi means Bris Milah, I have a Kabbalah before that Bris was one limb, so for sure all the limbs. But now could be that Bris is much more important, that Bris depends heaven on earth. So now I lost that Zrash. So therefore, the Maharaj says, how do I know now that Pikuach Nefesh Dochel Shabbos? So therefore, he brings down a different place, says that we know traditionally that Pikuach Nefesh Dochel Shabbos. That somebody who has an earache is Dochel Shabbos. There is a very beautiful Medrash in the Psikta brought down by the Chassam Sofer. Says that David Maskil brings down that Yom Kippur, the Satan comes to argue against the Jews, and he is going, Upoiret, I want to say, is actually itemizing the sins of the Jews, Satan. And he says that the Gentiles are immoral, the Jews are immoral, the Gentiles steal and the Jews steal. And as he goes increasing the sins of the Jews, so Hashem increases the merits of the Jews. Until Hashem puts in a scale, and comes out even, 50-50. So they explain that since the Satan is made to test a person, so obviously if the person had too much tavas, too much desires, too much inclinations to the bad side, obviously the Satan was very strong. So therefore automatically the merits that he did has to be increased the same level as there was the Satan. So all of a sudden continues there, that it's even 50-50, the Satan does not do. The Hoylach, Loitzi Avoinois, he goes to find other sins, to put on top of the side of sins. So as the Satan goes out, and when Satan is looking, Choizem Avakesh, is looking to go out, Hashem goes and takes away all the sins from the scale, and automatically the Jews are signed for life, and automatically the side of goodness comes out. So he's asking a question that Chassam Sofer brings down also. It's very interesting. He says, why does he wait till the Satan goes and looking for more sins to take away the sins that's on the scale? Why can't he take away? He's afraid of the Satan. Why can't he take away the sins right away of the Jews? He has to wait till the Satan is going out. While the Satan is looking for more sins, then he takes away the sins that we have on the scale. So why does he have to wait to that? And that's what it means, Pasuk means to say, Yevukesh Avoin Veinen, Hashem is going to look for the sins that are there, and Hashem is going to forgive for those for that is there. So why does he have to wait till there? So he answers, Chesed brings down, that we know that the Satan, in the Jewish, the Satan is a creation of Hashem. Hashem is said the Satan is Yetzer Hara, who comes to us and is trying to purify us, and is by testing us, and is trying to for us to increase our reward by testing us. In other words, Hashem tests us through our challenges that we have, and through that He's making us, purifying us to get us our great reward. And that is, in other words, if a person has no desires, then he becomes like an angel. And the reason the Satan is here is to see a person that we have a desire standing against us, the desire for sin, and all of a sudden we are able to go against it and do something and do above and beyond. So the Satan comes, he comes from Hashem, and he's trying to make the sins, and he's makes the sins bigger, and then puts on the scale, and Hashem makes the merits bigger, because according to the according to the desires we have, is the reward we get also for the challenges that we're able to overcome. So automatically it's 50-50. So all of a sudden the Satan is going to look for more sins. So Hashem says, this Satan is not looking for my good. This Satan is looking is too strong for me. Because even after it's 50-50, he's trying to look for more stuff. So if you have such a great Satan, that means that the test wasn't fair. You weren't able to stand. So Hashem takes away from the scale. That's when the Satan starts looking for more sins. That he's not happy that you are going to win, that you are able to conquer till now. You want to find something to tip the scales that he was too strong for you. And that is not the purpose of the Satan. So Hashem automatically, when he goes look for more stuff, Hashem says this Satan didn't behave right. So Hashem automatically takes away all the sins and gives us a great year, a year that we are able to withstand. Because normally we know that the angel is stronger from a person. And if a Satan is in this situation, and comes out the people were anusim, they were kind of forced to do the sin, or because of how we couldn't withstand, it was too great of a Satan. So therefore Hashem takes away the Satan and gives us a good year. Says Hazidu Ashamayim Vadabeira, says brought down to the Chishorim, the Chishorim is to say that Hazino, if you listen, then I'll be able to speak. Because if you don't want to listen, if you have a teacher doesn't have whom to give the Torah, then he can't speak. He has nothing to speak. But or some explain that if Hazina Shomayim, if a person has got Yira Shomayim, Hazina Shomayim, that if he listens to things in heaven, that he is fearful of heaven, then a person could speak. Next pasuk says, Yarov kamot alikri, that my Torah should be like rain. So they explain, rain comes out in the downpour, so it should be b'shefa, should be a lot, should come a lot. But tis a katal imrasi, but drip like do imrasi my speech. In other words, a person should always learn a lot and speak little. The pasuk continues, Kishem Hashem Ekro, the name of God I will call, Havogoy de Loikeno, and give greatness to Hashem. So they bring down that from here you learn, Kishem Hashem Ekro, Havogoy de Loikeno, that before if you want, Shem Hashem, if you want to call the name of God, before you have to give greatness to Hashem, that you have to give a bracha to Hashem. So that's the question that we learn now this in the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu. How come we don't learn this? How come Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give us a locha? That, by the way, two brachas are written in the Torah. One is that you have to make a brachas a Torah, that before you learn Torah, you have to make a bracha before you do that. That's from this pasuk. And the other one is back as a Muslim, that you have to bend, you learn from, it says, that you read, you be said that you're blessed. So these two brachas that you have to make is written clearly in the Torah. So the question is, how come Moshe Rabbeinu waited? He's been teaching Torah all the time. So how come he waited till now to do this? So the answer is that until now that we know that God was speaking through Moses. It's written down that Shekhinah was speaking through the throat of Moses. And now all of a sudden Moses, the last day, Moses speaking by himself. So now he's trying to say, now we have to make a brach back on the Torah. Because until now God was speaking straight. So God speaks straight, God doesn't have to make his own bracha, but all of a sudden we are speaking now that Moses is speaking by himself, before he learns Torah, he has got to say the bracha. The end of the parashah on page 1110, it's written, the verb Moses came, Adabas called Ibra Shira Zois, and spoke to all these songs, Boz Neoham, in the ears of the people, the Hoshea Binun, and Hoshea Binun. Everybody has a question, how come it's written Hoshea Binun? How come it's not written Yoshua Binun? So some people say that people will be brought down by Rashi, that people used to belittle Yeshua, saying that he can't stand in his own merit, that he needs always to have the help of Yeshua, of Moses, because says by the spies, says Moses changed the name of Hoshea Binun to Yoshua. So, So some people say that since people are teasing that he could only stand but because of Moses, so Moses changes them again to Hoshea ben Nun to let know that he doesn't need me anymore. He could stand by himself. Yeah. Another interpretation of being down is brought down. It's a beautiful interpretation brought down by Chanukah Satori, Rabbi Heschel Chanukah Satori. He says that it's written that the youth from Sarah came and in front of heavens and complained to Hashem, Hashem, you took me away the name of Sarai, and then it changed to Sarah. You took my youth because I'm the smallest letter. That's why you started up with me. You were able to take me away and make me disappear. Avram was added a hey, but Sarai was changed the youth to a hey. So the youth came in front of the Kisakov and complained, wait, Hashem, what's going on? You took up my number away. So Hashem says, don't worry that I'll put your name in front of a righteous person. Who is that going to be? It's going to be Yahushua. So Sarah lost her name when she was 89 years old, and she lived to be 127. She lost a year before that she got Yitzchak, she lost the baby. So she lived to be 127. So 127 minus 89, that's exactly 38 years. And Yeshua, in the second year of the war, Yeshua got his name, Hoshea ben Nun was changed to Yeshua, was the second year of the desert, that's where the spy was. And we were in the desert for 40 years. So if you take away 40 minus 2, it's 38. So it comes out that for 38 years, the youth had a right to argue. But after 38 years, when Moses is dying, the youth lost his argument. So therefore now, after 38 years, Hashem is calling the name of Yahushua, reverts back to Hoshea, because the youth doesn't have, Hashem only gave the youth as a reward for the years that was missing from Sarah. And he was missing for 38 years. So therefore, the Yahushua is only the eight years. In other words, 38 years, after 38 years, he goes reverts back to Hoshea ben Nun. Another interpretation brought down by Netziv, something very interesting. He says that Moses prayed that Yeshua should not get involved by the Meraglim. He says that that's okay when you are a regular person. When you are a leader, unfortunately, it's very tough for you not to get involved by the money should be involved, should be lost. That even the tefillahs, that he says that even that a manik, that a leader should not be involved in the chilas in Lashon Hara, it's something almost impossible. And if you pray for that, that's called tefillah levatala. If you're a regular person, you could pray, maybe you should be saved from Lashon Hara, not speak Lashon Hara. But if you are a leader, he says a manik is like something very hard he brings down. And anybody who prays for that is philosoph. So therefore, at this time, when he becomes a leader, it's called Hoshea ben Nun. So another interpretation is that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to show everybody, the Medrash Targum Ozir brings down that Moshe saw the humility of Yeshua. He added the Yud to his name to show everybody that he's humble, which Yud is the smallest letter, and that's why he had a Yud to show everybody that he is humble. But now somebody becomes a leader, you can't show he's humble, because somebody becomes a leader, he has to act like a leader. So therefore Moshe Rabbeinu took out the Yud, not to show the humbleness of Yeshua, to show that he now is deserving to be a leader and not to be humble anymore. And Hashem should help. I saw, this is, we are in the year Tovshin Samach Gimel, which is 5763. And I saw on the Yatet paper brings down a couple of different gematrias for 763. It brings Chaim, Yeshua, Verachmim, that should have life, salvation, and mercy. That the numerical value of that and that to 763. Or Rachum Chaim Veshon Bahava, or mercy, life, peace, Bahava with love. Or Becho Yevorech Yisrael, that Hashem should bless Yevorech Yisrael. If you add Yevorech Yisrael, Borech Yisrael comes out 763. Or if you add the first, the Skraboni, my sacrifice, that ends up to 763. Or Korosti Becho Lev, I call God with all my heart. That ends up to 763. And the first and letters, Sim Shalom Tova Uvracha Chein, Hashem should give us peace, goodness, blessings, and Chein. And Ve'oseh Shalom, the word Ve'oseh Shalom, a God who does peace, B'shav of Hekter, and also the word B'shav of Hashket, with tranquility and serenity, those end up with 763, and Hashem should really help that this year should be a year of Oseh Shalom, and we should have Shalva, we should have peace, we should have tranquility and serenity, and Hashem should bless Yevorech Yisrael, should bless all us, and we should have Rachamim Chaim V'Sholem, we should have all these things, that we should have life, salvation, mercy, with love. Have a good Yom Tov.